This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. Your prompts, distractions, interventions,
oh boy.
Doomsday prepping, and being left out.
Uh-oh. No one likes to be left out.
We're going to start with being left out.
Oh, okay.
Dear John, my wife's family has kids about the same age as ours. Our daughters were close growing up, but have drifted apart as they went through college life, etc., over the last 8 years. The daughter is getting married, and my wife was asked to be a hostess for the shower. She's pitching in $350 along with a bunch of other people to fund the shower. She was surprised to find out that our daughter is not invited to this shower. We were told it's going to be a small event, but it's going to be 60 people.
It's not a small event.
Are we wrong for being angry? We feel the right thing for the family to do would be to say, my bad, your daughter can come to the event. One more doesn't seem like too big an ask.
One more is not too big of an ask, especially if mom is the one that is hosting the shower. What are you supposed to tell her? You need to leave for the next 4 hours?
You're not welcome. Sorry, you guys aren't friends anymore?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain times where family doesn't have to be involved, but if the mom is hosting it, and especially if she's hosting it at her house, it's one of those events where, yeah, maybe there is a, we're going to go ahead and ask family to be there. 60 people?
That's a lot.
Don't come and say that it's a small event. 60 people for a shower?
Also, they're cousins,
right?
Like, they're actually family. It's not like this woman is a random person hosting a shower and her daughter is a random person.
They grew up together.
And it sounds like my wife's family has kids
the same age as
ours.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. This is ridiculous. Of course the daughter should be there.
Yeah.
60. It's a lot of people. How many people? Did you guys have a big shower?
No, we did it in our house, in our basement, our wedding shower. It was not close to 60. It was
a lot of intimate.
Was there any couple showers?
No, we did not do any couple showers.
I think that's the worst thing.
I mean, Colin
ever.
Was
that's
there.
It's a new trend now, isn't it?
Obviously, but no.
He was there?
Colin was there for the shower. Heck
really?
Yeah, he needs to be. Yes, the groom should be there. It's also your day. No?
No. Absolutely not.
I'm sure they didn't do a shower.
We did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa
you
had
didn't
one,
go to your wedding
no.
shower?
No.
You didn't even show up at
women.
The end?
No.
No. What?
No.
So I wonder if the 60 people, if this is part of the trend where you are seeing more. It's not just women. Like, men and women are being invited to these. Because 60 people's a lot of people.
I mean, it depends how big your family is and how big his family is. If you both come from huge families, I get it. Like, you got your aunts, uncles, cousins.
But it's not an ask. This
friends.
Person's hosting. Their family's hosting.
I agree. Yes, I agree.
Trust me. If there's 60 women in there, that's not an event I want to walk into at all.
I thought all husbands always attended showers.
No.
Colin was there at ours. Anyway, next one. Distracted. Dear John, my boyfriend is always on his phone. He watches TV or plays video games all the time too, and just doesn't seem present. Dinner is what really bothers me. We used to have conversations when we had meals together. Now he has to have the TV on while we eat. I really like him. We've been together for just over a year. The issue has also killed our sex life.
Oh, boy.
It just doesn't feel like we're connected. How do I get him to be more present and focus on me?
Well, I mean, you can combine two things, dinner and sex.
Oh, boy.
And I mean, at that point, if he's distracted at that point, no. I mean, I don't know. Show up naked.
But I think it sounds like she wants some intentional time that right. leads to
yes, and
sex.
And so, yes, it's, hey, I'm not a big proponent of TV being on for at the dinner time, whether it's just you and your significant other, you and your family. There are certain occasions, like maybe a Christmas dinner in case the Lions are playing. but all jokes aside, it's a rare occasion. Sometimes, like for Teddy, we'll have the TV on just because we just want him to sit down and eat or at least be distracted so we can eat. But in this situation, no, pay attention. Have a conversation. You don't get a lot of individual time with your significant other. If it's not going to be important to him, if it's just a boyfriend, then if he's not paying attention and it's affecting the intimate times, kick that dude to the curb.
Yeah, and I also think, has she had a conversation to him yeah. with him about this? Like, hey,
I would imagine
actually
so.
Talk to him about this. Hey, like, this is bothering me. I would like at least dinner to be a time when we can have some yeah. conversation and reconnect. You know, I'm yeah. guessing she did that at least.
But you could take the phones away for dinner, right? Yeah. Like, try to create that environment where there's no temptation. Because
sure.
it's easy, just yeah. look down at your phone. Remove it from the situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or show up naked.
The next one, intervention. Dear John, my brother has a problem with binge drinking. He is great working as a lawyer during the week, but come Saturday, he is getting annihilated until Sunday night. This behavior has ruined multiple romantic and good friendships for him. I've approached him numerous times about trying AA or rehab, but he absolutely refuses to get help and gets defensive. What should I do? I don't really believe in interventions like they show on TV. I just want my old brother back. Thank you.
It's a tough one because it's a disease. It's an addiction that I struggle to understand when it affects so many people. And I don't know how individuals can't see that, but they don't. And that's why it's a great mystery. I don't have a great answer for this one. I really don't, because I think each situation is going to be unique and individual, and it's just a matter of trying to get them to see how this has affected their life. And you want them to be able to see it so it doesn't continue to affect relationships, but you want them to see it so it doesn't harm themselves in some physical way. He's obviously harming himself by binge drinking and getting smashed every single weekend. It's not great for his body or his liver. But it's if I had the answer for this one, I would probably not be here. I would be doing something else.
Yes, you would be hosting AA meetings.
Yes,
and being
AA
a
meetings,
and
writing books, and, yes. and being extremely
tough.
Rich. Yes.
This is a tough spot.
It's super tough. Yeah. Without a doubt, I don't think any of us probably have the answers.
Yeah. One thing I would say is never stop having that conversation.
Right.
And letting them know why it is so important to you, yep. because you care about them so much and you're there to support them. I think that's huge, is just letting them know that you are there to yep. be supportive as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't feel comfortable getting eight people in a room and cornering him intervention TV style, that's fine. But you don't want to give up on yep. your brother. You still have to be there for him and do everything you can. I mean, look, you could try to find things to do with him on the weekend that don't involve alcohol. You still can't force him to quit.
Right, but you also have to have
part.
A life too.
I know, that's so. Tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This last one is doomsday prepping.
Oh boy.
Dear John, my best friend has gone off the deep end. He's a full doomsday prepper. He has a place up north we used to visit in the summer that he's converted. Stock full of canned goods, dry goods, a 6-month supply, gallon jugs of water, first aid kits, guns, knives, even a few grenades. He started converting land in the yard into a real life bunker. I'm worried he's gone paranoid. It's all he focuses on. Should I say something or let him be?
The grenades, while they can be fun, might be a little bit over the top, but I'm not going to tell anybody not to do that. I don't know. I mean, if this is his hobby, if this is the way that he deals with stress in the world, it's not harming you, is it?
It's a little extreme.
A bunker in the yard?
It's a little extreme. You say something to him, like, okay.
Maybe have the conversation. What is concerning you?
Why do you feel
the need to do this? And he may have legitimate answers. They may be off the wall.
I don't know.
Why do you need a place up north to do that? If conflict hits, if you're at home, all that stuff is 2 hours away.
Or more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm assuming you have a little more land up north.
You can, sure. But yeah, I mean, you got.
She might have a basement.
Four
right
walls
here.
And a roof here. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get yourself a. Got to stay safe down here, too.
Why do I feel like you're. Are you a prepper?
I wouldn't say I'm a prepper.
That face you made.
I do have some backup supplies.
I understand you. I would expect you would. Do you have 6 months of food?
So when we moved, I had to refresh some of the sources.
Okay.
Resources. And so I would not say I have 6 months, but I have probably a couple of months.
He also has lots of children, so he could say, like, I'm just stocked up to make sure we're always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, food
there's a kind of a running joke in our house. You know, if Lisa runs out of flour, she just says, hey, you wouldn't happen to have any in reserve, would you?
The reserve.
Yeah, I may have one of those. And then you allow him to use it. And then you go and restock your reserves. May have some canned goods.
No, honey, sorry. That's for reserves.
That's for the end of times.
You never know.
All right.
I mean, at one point, who would have thought
the pandemic?
You couldn't have toilet paper?
I feel like the pandemic probably made preppers feel like vindicated, justified.
Sure.
Anyway, that's Dear John. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.